station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Same old dive, same old end of the work week drink. Bartender knows my name, but I don't mind. She kicks them up strong, serves me up right. Another dance to a country song, turning me on. Here's to a good time and halfway to feeling all right.
Entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Plum City, Elk Mound, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Police in Pennsylvania still holding Luigi Mangione, charged with the murder of UnitedHealthcare's CEO Brian Thompson last week in Midtown Manhattan. An extradition hearing scheduled this afternoon. The targeted killing and Mangione's writings now has police warning healthcare executives and families.
The notice to Colorado police agencies obtained by ABC News says the killing of Brian Thompson may be used as messaging and propaganda to share the gunman's techniques and tactics. It says social media posts call for harassing and harming executives, their families, homes, and places of work. The bulletin talks about a growing negative sentiment around big corporations, the wealthy, and executive staff.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. In California, 18,000 residents near Malibu forced to evacuate due to an explosive wildfire driven by Santa Ana winds. ByteDance, the China-based company of TikTok, has filed an emergency motion appealing for the court to stop a U.S. government ban from taking effect January 19th if it doesn't sell. This is ABC News. 3 years after a massive storm threw Texas into a deadly deep freeze, the operators of the state's power grid are warning of another unusually cold winter ahead. But utility providers are offering assurances that they have made improvements.
In many ways, the Lone Star State is a victim of its own success.
The economic growth of Texas is a real driver.
Noah Roberts of the American Clean Power Association says economic activity here is surging.
Data centers or gigafactories, even the expansion of refining for fuels.
It's also the fastest growing energy storage market in the country, which may help it to avoid the power grid shutdown that crippled the state in February of 2021. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
A new low for gas prices. The national average is now under $3 per gallon for the first time in 3 years. Analysts say the low price is a result of a fairly weak demand over Thanksgiving, gas inventories being up, and relatively low oil prices. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
From ABC News and Good Morning America, I'm Ginger Z. Today's Brightly Moment is brought to you by Macy's. This holiday season, let Macy's be your guide to gifting. We can all learn something about spreading joy. From a New Jersey grandfather who last year came up with a funny and thoughtful gift for his grandkids. Grandpa Liam has 11 grandchildren, ranging in age from 5 to 29 years old. They all erupted with laughter as they unwrapped their presents.
You guys all got Crocs.
Each of them gifted with a brand new pair of Crocs. But that's not all. Grandpa Liam handed out another round of gifts, Croc charms to go on their new footwear. The charms had a photo of Grandpa Liam's face. While the Crocs brought some chuckles, they were also sentimental to the family. Their beloved grandmother, who passed away in 2012, was known to wear bright teal Crocs and a matching cover-up to the beach. This holiday season, give love. Give Crocs. This Brightly Moment has been brought to you by Macy's. I'm ABC's Ginger Z.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Cloudy and calm before the storm. High temperatures today were already hit early this morning and are slowly sliding to the teens tonight. With a few flurries flying around overnight, snow is likely tomorrow morning. With less than an inch expected, winds will be blustery and temperatures plummeting. Alexandria, Minnesota, the best skiing, ice fishing, and snowmobiling. Learn more at explorealex.com. Right now, it's 22 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. A 62-year-old man is in custody after a hidden body was found in Waukesha. Kevin Leishwick is charged with first-degree intentional homicide and hiding a corpse after the body identified as 56-year-old Carlos Maldonado was discovered in a Waukesha park in October. Police say the body was burned and covered in leaves and twigs so it could be concealed from passersby. Leishwick is being held on a $5 million cash bond. Two Milwaukee deputy squad cars were struck by different vehicles within minutes. Ted Allen has more.
The department says a deputy got out of his car to remove debris from I-43 Monday night when the car was struck by an impaired driver. Shortly after, a second squad car responding to help was struck by another driver who admitted to have been drinking. The second squad car had to be towed away due to the damage, while the first squad struck sustained minor damage. No one was hurt from the two crashes.
That's Ted Allen, and I'm Raymond Newpert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
When life starts to sound a little bit like this, that's when you know it may be time to change your tune. The Wisconsin Lottery has exciting games starting at just $1 to help make your day sound more like this.
Scratch off, scratch off.
Quick pick, quick pick. Fast play, fast play.
With so many chances to win all kinds of prizes and new games introduced all the time, including more than 80 new scratch games every year, you'll be saying,
Wisconsin Lottery, better than laundry. So many ways to play, may add some fun to my day.
Right. Wisconsin Lottery has scratch games, lotto draw games, and fast play games starting at $1, with prizes ranging from small to jackpot. Available now at your favorite Wisconsin Lottery retailers.
Big or small, in town or in the country, Prime Realty of Durand can help you find exactly what you need. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty. When you visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com, you'll find properties all across Wisconsin, and you can contact us with questions. Have a property to sell? Listing with Prime Realty means that you're working with the area's number one home seller. Like Prime Realty guys on Facebook or visit us at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. Prime Realty, making your dreams a reality.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07. Reporting from the Milk Business Conference, I'm Brian Winnikins with news on WRDN. News this hour being brought to you by Numbers RS, your daily money managers, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. And Tech, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. SFB, Security Financial Bank. Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. And Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. The Mondovi City Council is meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include approval of wages for non-union and union employees, an update on a proposed new fire station, and approval of the lease agreements with the Mondovi Historical Society and Buffalo County Recycling Center. Tonight's meeting begins at 6:30 at the Martin Center. A new health clinic in Mondovi will be holding an open house tomorrow. The new Amplify Health by Gunderson Clinic will have an open house starting at 12:15 Wednesday with a ribbon cutting. Susan Zimmerman says after the ribbon cutting, there'll be tours of the new facility.
So right after the ribbon's cut, then we're going to come inside for open house tours, you know, meet and greet with everybody that wants to come. Public's invited. We've invited government officials, city officials. There will be administration from the Gunderson-Bellin representation, as well as a lot of the managers from Gunderson Tri-County are going to be present as well, supporting this great Mondovi team.
The open house runs until 2 p.m. The clinic is the first for Amplify Health. For the fifth straight year, the Dunn, Eau Claire, and Chippewa County 4-H programs are partnering with the UW Start Art Education Department and the Arts Integration Menominee Program to offer Art U, a virtual and in-person art education program to youth in the Chippewa Valley. All Dunn, Eau Claire, and Chippewa County youth in grades 5K through 12 are invited to participate, even if they're not enrolled in 4-H. Youth in grades kindergarten through 6 will attend virtual sessions via Zoom. Youth in grades 7 and up will meet in person on the UW-Stout campus. Meeting on a college campus will allow those students to undertake more complicated art projects. The program will be offered on Monday nights for 5 weeks, starting February 3rd. For more information, contact the Dunn, Eau Claire, or Chippewa County 4-H Extension agent. The Pepin County Land Conservation Department is reminding county residents that the Holden Park Campground officially closed for the season December 1st. No reservations or campers are being accepted or allowed at the park. The campground will remain closed until May while the department finishes up the campground improvement projects. Minnesota health officials are reporting their highest number of whooping cough cases in over a decade. State leaders say more than 2,300 cases have been recorded by healthcare facilities, medical labs, as well as schools and child care centers. A majority of those cases have been reported in southeast Minnesota. It's the highest number of whooping cough cases since 2012, when there were 4,144 cases. You're listening to WRDN News.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
You want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
A federal lawsuit was filed last week against the Wabasha Kellogg Public School District, alleging it maintained a culture allowing sexual bullying and harassment. According to the lawsuit, the bullying was so intense, the student reportedly considered making an attempt on ending their life. The suit alleges the district failed to investigate bullying, violated the district's bullying prohibition, and Title IX sexual non-discrimination policies. The lawsuit named several people, including a principal, school resource officer, and a former superintendent, who they say failed the victim. The student withdrew from the district in early 2023. Wisconsin 3rd District Congressman Derek Van Orden isn't pulling any punches about the possibility of a new farm bill coming out of the lame duck session of Congress.
Absolutely not. You're not going to see a farm bill at the end of the year, and you can thank Senator Stabenow for that. She was 2 years late getting the farm bill text to us. It's completely and wholly unacceptable from the Democrat-controlled Senate. Say what you want. Say that's political or not, but that's the truth. So Senator Stabenow was 2 years late getting us the text to the farm bill. And I say 2 years because they started working on the farm bill before I got elected to my first term of Congress. And we passed that farm bill last year. Is it a perfect bill? Absolutely not. Is it a great bill? It sure is. So you can lay that at the feet of the Democrat-controlled Senate, and that's just the truth.
Van Orden says, however, that doesn't mean there won't be any assistance for farmers coming out of the session. Menominee police are warning residents of a possible scam involving ash tree removal. The department has received reports of people or businesses telling residents that the city is requiring them to remove ash trees. The city is not mandating ash tree removal and has not contracted with any business for removal of the trees. Residents contacted by this person or business are asked to contact the Menominee Police Department. Wisconsin will receive $10 million for youth mental health services. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction says the federal grant will be distributed over the next 5 years through the School-Based Mental Health Professionals Grant Program. The money will go toward recruiting and retaining school counselors and making sure that there are more diverse mental health workers in schools statewide. DPI says public schools hired almost 350 mental health workers in the 5 years since the last time it was awarded the grant in 2020. You're listening to WRDN News.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
If you're getting that holiday tree this week, be sure you can get it home safely. Brian Ortner with AAA says you should treat the tree like you would be transporting a large appliance. Make sure you have some strong rope or ratchet straps with you, an old blanket, gloves, and of course, the right vehicle helps too. One with a roof rack is ideal. Now, if you need help, consider renting a truck from your local hardware retailer or moving company. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
It's football season, and Uber Eats has the best deals on game day food, whatever you're craving. From 2-to-1 pizza to buy one, get one wings, Uber Eats is dropping deals all season long. Uber Eats, official on-demand delivery partner of the NFL. Order now.
Woohoo! Another girls' night out.
I'm so stressed from shopping, I couldn't find anything.
Have you tried shopping jewelry television, JTV?
I don't know. Everyone in my family is so different.
JTV has thousands of jewelry styles. Artisan, diamonds, pearls, colored gemstones, watches, even gift sets. I shop on TV and online.
New JTV customers save up to $50 when you shop jtv.com/radio.
Now can you relax?
Yes. Another round?
Yes.
check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Cloudy and calm before the storm. High temperatures today were already hit early this morning and are slowly sliding to the teens tonight. With a few flurries flying around overnight, snow is likely tomorrow morning. With less than an inch expected, winds will be blustery and temperatures plummeting. Alexandria, Minnesota, the best skiing, ice fishing, and snowmobiling. Learn more at explorealex.com. Right now, it's 22 degrees.
Week 14 of the NFL season coming to a close last night. It was the Bengals snapping a three-game losing streak, knocking off the Cowboys 27-20 in Dallas. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Ja'Marr Chase had 14 catches for 177 yards and two touchdowns. Joe Burrow threw for 369 and three scores. Both teams now 5-8, clinging to slim playoff chances. The Packers worked on Monday and will get the day off today. They return to work on Wednesday and get ready for their Sunday night matchup at Seattle against the Seahawks. Four games left in the regular season. Matt LaFleur's team now looking to clinch a playoff spot.
I mean, we still got to take care of business, right? And I think every one of these games, like I told our team, is not going to be easy. I mean, it's towards the end of the season, so people are going to be clawing and fighting for every game. And it starts this week in Seattle against a team that is fighting to control their own destiny within their division.
Head coach Matt LaFleur expect Wisconsin to search for another quarterback in the transfer portal after fifth-year senior Tyler Van Dyke announced that he is transferring. Van Dyke had knee surgery during the season. His departure leaves Wisconsin with two quarterbacks, plus the two incoming quarterbacks in the 2025 recruiting class. Baseball's winter meetings continue today in Dallas. Brewers general manager Matt Arnold has had a lot of conversations with teams so far.
Good trades are deals that help both sides, you know, and I think that's really important to try to, if you're working with another team, you want to try to solve for what they're looking for and what we're looking for. And so, you know, we're just, again, still early in that process, but we're learning kind of what that market looks like. And yeah, definitely had some productive conversations over the past week.
Bucks continue their quest for an NBA Cup tonight when they host the Orlando Magic in the quarterfinals at Fiserv. The Badgers dropped to 20th in the AP poll, 22nd in the coaches poll. They return to Big Ten action tonight facing Illinois in Champaign. Marquette stays at number 4 in the coaches' poll, number 6 in the AP poll. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted it close to town, with a picture window overlooking a yard. And you found it. Now, when you sit down to dinner, you've got front row seats too. Your neighbor's daily pickleball game. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
From sugar cookie crumbs in the kitchen to pine needles under the tree, count on Steel for Christmas cleanup made easy with the SEA20 battery-powered handheld vacuum. Now just $99.99. Power up the holiday and give a gift from the top of their wish list. Visit your local Steel dealer today or shop online at steelusa.com. Was $159.99 MSRP. Includes battery and charger. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
While he has completed his full-time career, Truex will make some appearances in the NASCAR garages. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
The racing action may be over, but the Motor Racing Network will keep you revved up with our extensive library of NASCAR Live special editions. Revisit a pivotal year with NASCAR Live Presents 2004, Chasing History, along with podcasts that chronicle the lives and impressive careers of NASCAR champions and Hall of Famers Richard Petty and Jeff Gordon. You can find all of these special NASCAR Live podcasts on MRN.com and wherever you listen to podcasts.
It may be the off-season for sprint car racing, but you can still check out years of Wing Nation's programs to get that sprint car fixed. I'm Steve Post from Wing Nation. You can head to our YouTube or Facebook page or any of the audio podcast platforms to check out interviews with the champions, the race winners, the personalities, and the stories that you won't find anywhere else. Champion David Gravel. Hello, David. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Wing Nation, we are your home for sprint car racing.
Martin Truex Jr. wrapped up his two-decade-long full-time NASCAR career last month at the Phoenix Raceway in Arizona. After winning the 2017 NASCAR Cup Series Championship and two more Xfinity Series titles prior to that, the 44-year-old is stepping away from the full-time grind. However, Truex is planning to attempt the Daytona 500 in February and is looking at running select NASCAR Xfinity Series races.
I'm going to do Daytona 500, and then, you know, I'm looking forward to running some Xfinity cars a bit here and there just to have fun and see how it goes. And I really enjoy that style of car, you know, low downforce and just the older cars that we raced.
I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Got a sore back after a day on the tractor? Hi, I'm Jody Henke. The culprit could be the seat you're sitting on and the vibration it's sending through your body as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
This year, American farmers will harvest 2.8 billion bushels of wheat and 15.1 billion bushels of corn. And to this day, American road workers have built 4.2 million miles of roads and counting. We're proud that John Deere machines rolling off the line here in the USA play a part in supporting Americans who work the land and build a better tomorrow. Nothing runs like a Deere. Learn more at johndeere.com/manufacturing.
Pain is a common complaint from farmers. Maybe they lifted too much or pulled something the wrong way, but there's another potential cause, prolonged exposure of vibration from farm vehicles. Nathan Fetke is an associate professor in the Department of Occupational and Environmental Health at the University of Iowa, which did a study on whole body vibration experienced while operating ag machinery. He says the seat is the key. Many farm machines have seats with shock-absorbing suspension, and they should be adjusted properly for the operator's weight.
And that should be easily identifiable. If someone's riding around in a machine and they feel the seat bottom out or slam down into the base plate, that seat is not working properly. It's not adjusted for the operator's weight properly, or there's some failure of the mechanism. In terms of the seat itself, just including the seat as part of the overall maintenance plan of the machine is really important. I mean, these are mechanical things.
Fetke says the operator's posture is another factor.
As a person sits, the curvature on their low back is lost, typically without a lumbar support. And so you've got this sort of stretching of the low back just by the nature of the sitting posture, and then you're vibrating that low back at the same time. And so you get this repeated stretching of the low back, and that's one possible theorized mechanism for how prolonged exposure to vibration can lead to problems down the road.
He says it can be years before the operator notices any problems. The study showed ATVs and heavy utility vehicles like skid steers transmitted the highest levels of vibration, followed by tractors, pickups, and semi-trailers. Learn more about whole body vibration on farm machinery at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Is thinning hair or a receding hairline making you self-conscious? Try Hair Grow by New Nordic. Millions of men and women around the world trust Hair Grow. With its patented tocotrienol complex, Hair Grow naturally reduces inflammation in the scalp and is clinically proven to promote new hair growth and increase hair count in as little as 4 months. Stop feeling embarrassed about thinning hair and start looking and feeling your best with Hair Grow. Available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, and NewNordicUSA.com. Or in stores at your local CVS.
William is one of millions of Americans who uses GoodRx to save on the cost of their prescriptions.
My oldest daughter, Camilla, 2 days old, she had to have open heart surgery. All of a sudden, she's on 5 different medications. It adds up at the end of the month.
on, me and the pharmacist got so tight. She said, GoodRx, save you a lot of money. Saving that extra $200, $300 a month, we're able to do all these extra activities. So it puts less stress on our household and it puts less stress on our pockets.
Download the free app or visit GoodRx.com and start saving today. GoodRx user compensated for their time. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance.
Muted reaction to the December WASD report. You're listening to the American Ag Network of Jesse Allen with this market update. Joining us now for market analysis, Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at StoneX. Arlen, December WASD report is here. Usually this is a quiet report, and it looks to be the case outside of a couple changes of note in the corn market. Walk us through that and what you saw overall in the December WASD.
Yeah, no changes to the U.S. soybean balance sheet. Not many on the world balance sheet either. Wheat, we saw relatively minor changes, an increase in usage, dropping ending stocks by 20 million bushels, but nothing of real consequences, a little bit more than what was anticipated by the trade, but overall not that much to really get us in a tight situation. When you look at corn, though, that's where it got interesting. With USDA cutting world corn ending stocks by nearly 8 million metric tons. That's a big decrease. Now, 2 million metric ton increase in domestic usage of corn in Brazil. 0.4 million metric ton increase in Ukraine, as they've seen some increase in feed prices. There are demand for feed there, the livestock industry consuming more. So that's a positive. But the big one was United States, where we increased usage by 200 million bushels. That's about 5 million metric tons, with 150 million bushel increase in exports and a 50 million bushel increase in ethanol use for corn. Now, the market reaction, considering that, kind of muted. Number one, we're getting into an area where we have previously seen resistance in the charts because we've seen an increase in farmer selling at that level, both in the United States and in Brazil. Number two, I think the market's a little bit skeptical. Some increase in exports was justified. You could even argue for an increase in ethanol demand, as exports are up over 400 million gallons year to date versus the previous year, and that's keeping production going well. But overall, I think the trade still thinks that some of that export demand is front-loaded right now and probably not going to be the full amount of what we are currently showing by USDA.
All right. Once again, Arlen Suderman there with StoneX joining us for a December WASD recap. Again, muted reaction. March corn up 3.75, 4.45.5. Jan beans up 2.25, 9.92.25. March Chicago wheat up 1.75, 5.60.5. March KC wheat up 4, 5.62.75. Spring wheat March unchanged at 6.03.25. Live cattle December up 2.05, 189.85. January feeders up 1.15, 256.95. And December hogs up 12, 83.02. Crude oil up 56 cents, 68.93. This is the American Ag Network. I'm Jesse Allen.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. U.S. commodity markets continue to closely watch geopolitical events. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work?
or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
It can be easy to forget how geopolitical events around the world can impact U.S. agriculture. Jeff Peterson, president of Heartland Farm Partners in Nebraska, says the escalating war between Russia and Ukraine is a good example.
I think it's important that we continue to watch all that because we got to remember that Ukraine and Russia are very, very important on the wheat side, but Ukraine is also extremely important, probably sitting right now about the number four exporter on the corn side. So those factors are very, very important.
Getting ships with agricultural commodities for export safely out of ports is a huge risk.
Oh, there most definitely is. We haven't seen the ships being targeted yet, but as things would escalate there, that is definitely possible. Then we switch over and take a look at what's going on with Israel and Hamas, Hezbollah, Iran. Now, what I'm wondering over there, I mean, and that brings up a bigger issue maybe on the energy side than what we see on the movement of grain and the export side, but it kind of seems like maybe Iran's taking a little bit of a softer tone there, because I do think there's some question marks that they have in regard to what will Trump do with Israel, because they know Israel is not going to stop. Israel is not going to stop until they physically, I think anyway, get rid of the threatening parts of Iran's nuclear program.
Concerns about the dollar and potential tariffs combined to make things challenging for U.S. agriculture.
Oh, they definitely do all come together. And then we have to mix in with that always that concern about from the tariff side. Do we end up seeing tariffs? And one thing I would say right now is that I think the markets, mainly the corn and soybeans, not so much probably the wheat, are factoring in a lot of negative information on trade. I think everybody assumes that we're going to end up having some type of tariffs that are going to come into play. I don't know that that's necessarily going to be the case. The threat of it is definitely being thrown around and the market's threatened by that, but I wouldn't necessarily say that's necessarily going to be the first wave that every trade goes is from the tariff side.
Again, that's Jeff Peterson with Heartland Partners. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Road maintenance budgets can get expensive in rural America. What if GPS programs like Google Maps are making roads harder to maintain? That's a question that came up for discussion among members of the Wisconsin Farm Bureau during their annual convention. Shane Goplin of the Trempealeau County Farm Bureau introduced a resolution on the topic.
Living in rural America, we all know that the township budgets just aren't there like the federal highways. So what I've noticed over the years using GPS mapping, such as Google Maps, is the majority of the people pick fastest. There's a lot of times where that'll route you on a township road, and the township road doesn't know if it's local traffic or an outsider. So that's number one. So we're getting excess traffic on that. Not to mention that they just don't have the funds for 24-hour snow and ice removal. So you're getting an unfamiliar roads and farm equipment, and I could go on and on.
He says he'd like to get the resolution to Washington, D.C. to see what can be done. A court in Texas has hit the pause button on a federal filing requirement a lot of farmers considered burdensome and an overreach. The Corporate Transparency Act, or CTA, required certain businesses to report to ownership information by January 1st to the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network. Jake Parker, Secretary and General Counsel for the North Carolina Farm Bureau, said Congress's intent was to combat money laundering and organized crime funding, but the implementation would be burdensome on farmers and other small businesses.
The concerns a lot of farmers I heard from, and even our insurance agents had about the law was the reporting requirements were so intrusive. You have to upload a photo ID. You have to provide a bunch of background information about your business, and you're essentially loading it into a government portal and trusting them to keep it safe. And in this day and age, a lot of people, unfortunately, don't have that trust in government to do what it says sometimes.
The court determined that the law is likely unconstitutional and needed to be halted. Parker says it will take several months for an appeal to be filed and read, but in the meantime, farmers, ranchers, and other businesses targeted by the law will not have to submit the files. With the national beef cow herd at record low numbers and fed cattle numbers still decreasing, marketing and the future of the cow herd expansion is the timely focus of the 13th annual Driftless Region Beef Conference. The University Extension Services in Illinois, Iowa, and Wisconsin will team together to offer the conference to educate beef producers. The 13th annual event will be held January 23rd and 24th at the Grand River Convention Center in Dubuque. Two keynote speakers will be featured the first afternoon, Dr. Daryl Peel from Oklahoma State and Dr. Troy Rowan from the University of Tennessee. Then the Friday morning will feature four breakout sessions for both cowherd and feedlot topics. Now, for more information on the program, just to contact the Wisconsin Beef Council or your local Extension office. UW Extension is excited to announce the launch of a new online educational webinar series, the UW Extension Noontime Beef Roundup, that will provide insights for beef producers and industry professionals. The free series will cover a range of topics critical to the success of the beef industry, featuring expert speakers and interactive sessions. The monthly sessions will take place the second Thursday of each month on Zoom from noon until 1 p.m. from January through March of next year. And the meetings are free to attend. Now, for more information on the different meetings, their topics, and how to register, just contact the UW Extension Service in your county, or you can visit the UW Extension website. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins reporting from the Milk Business Conference. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues from rural America with AOA. That's this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Believer City Church in Menominee holds community Bible discussions in towns throughout our region. Join us in Durand at the Cell Block Bar and Grill for a weekly Bible study every Wednesday night at 6:30 p.m. No matter what church you attend, you're welcome to participate in this local Bible study. Our goal is to increase your knowledge, your discipleship, and your Christian fellowship. So drop in, enjoy some food and fellowship, and let's dig into God's Word together.
Much colder temperatures are expected for the week in our ag weather forecast as a series of cold fronts moves through. We'll give us some chances of some snow showers as well. Things, though, slowly begin to warm up for the weekend. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today, highs 23 to 28, relative humidities at 60 to 65%. Northwest winds at 7 to 12, gusting to 25. We'll see about 2 hours of sunshine. Tonight, cloudy and 90% chance of snow, lows 11 to 16, relative humidities at 82 to 87%. Northwest winds at 12 to 17, gusting to around 30. Tomorrow, cloudy, a 50% chance of snow, highs 13 to 18, relative humidities at 48 to 53%, northwest winds at 15 to 20, gusting to 35. For Thursday, becoming mostly sunny, cold, highs 0 to 10 above. For Friday, partly sunny, a slight chance of snow, highs 15 to 20. Saturday, mostly cloudy, warmer, a chance of snow, highs 30 to 35. For Sunday, mostly cloudy, highs 30 to 35. Monday, mostly cloudy, a chance of rain and snow, highs 30 to 35.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
A high roller, even when the chips are down. To win her over, I'd see the tables turn around. She's been the hard way, I can feel it in my bones. She'll be making my day, not another night alone. Well, it's time for a windfall, not a single minute too soon. I've been too long overdue, now I'm gonna shoot the moon. I did it all on good, run a bad luck, 7 come 11, and she could be mine. Lucky a lady, and I'm gonna find love coming on the bottom line. I've been to the table and I've lost it all before. I'm willing and able, always coming back for more. Squeezing out a thin dime till there's no one hanging on my arm. I've gambled on the third time, a fool will tell you it's a charm. If I'm betting on a loser, I'm gonna have a devil to pay. But it's the only game I know to play. It doesn't matter anyway. I did it all on the good run of bad luck. 7 come 11, and she could be mine. Lucky a lady and I'm gonna find love coming on the bottom line. I did it all on the good run of bad luck. 7 come 11, and she could be mine. Lucky a lady and I'm gonna find love coming on the bottom line.
How to kiss and cuss and fight too. Better watch out for the boys in blue and all this small town. He said, she said, ain't it funny how rumors spread like I know something y'all don't know. Man, that talk is getting old. You better mind your business, man. Watch your mouth before I have to knock that loud mouth out. I'm tired of talking, man. Y'all ain't listening. Them old dirt roads is what y'all miss.
I'm chilling on a dirt road, laid back, swerving like I'm George Jones. Smoke rolling out the window, sitting in the console. Memory laid up in the headlights. It's got me reminiscing on the good times. I'm turning off a real life driving. That's right, I'm hitting easy street on mud tires.
Sit back and think about them good old days, the way we were raising our southern ways. And we like cornbread and biscuits, and if it's broke around here, we fix it. I can take y'all where you need to go, down to my hood, back in them woods. We do it different round here, that's right, but we sure do it good, and we do it all night. See, if you really want to know how it feels to get off the road, trucks and four wheels, jump on in, and man, tell your friends, we'll raise some hell with a blacktop in.
Chilling on a dirt road, laid back, swerving like I'm George Jones. Smoke rolling out the window and ice cold beer sitting in the console. Memory laid up in the headlights. It's got me reminiscing on the good times. I'm turning off a real life driving. That's right, I'm hitting easy street on mud tires. That's right. On a dirt road, laid back, swerving like I'm George Jones. Smoke rolling out the window, and ice cold beer sitting in the console. Memory laid up in the headlights. It's got me reminiscing on them good
Country favorites back to back to back.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I must look just like a fool here in the middle of the road, standing there in your rear view, getting soaked to the bone. This land is flat as it is me. A man can see for 100 miles. So I'm still praying I might see the glow of a brake light. But your wheels just turn down the road ahead. If it hurts at all, you ain't showed it yet. I keep a looking for the slightest sign that you might miss what you left behind. I know there's nothing stopping you now, but I'd settle for a slowdown. I held on longer than I should, believing you might change your mind. And those bright lights of Hollywood would fade in time. Just turn down the road ahead. If it hurts at all, you ain't shown it yet. I keep on looking for the slightest sign that you might miss what you left behind. I know there's nothing stopping you now, but I'd settle for a slowdown. Down the road ahead, if it hurts at all, you ain't showed it yet. You're just a tiny dot on that horizon line. Come on, tap those brakes, baby, just one time. I know there's nothing stopping you now. I'm not asking you to turn, settle for a slow down. Come on, just slow down. I'd settle for a slow down.
we got you covered. From Delta Dawn to Dixie on My Mind, Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
My buddies out on the lake, we're headed out to a special place we love that just a few folks know. There's no signing up, no monthly dues. Take your Johnson, your Mercury, or your Evinrude and fire it up. Beat us out at Party Cove. Come on in, the water's fine. Just idle on over. Toss us a line. Fast trackers, bail liners, and a party barge strung together like a floating trailer park. Anchored out and getting loud all summer long. Side to side, there's five houseboat front porches, astroturf lawn chairs and tiki torches. Regular Joes rocking the boat, that's us. The Redneck Yacht Club. Just flip-flops and a tank top tan. He popped his first top at 10 a.m. That's Bob. He's our president. We're checking out the girls on the upper deck, rubbing in the 15 SPF. It's hot. Everybody's jumping in. Later on when the sun goes down, we'll pull out the jar and that old guitar and pass them around. Bass trackers, bail liners, and a party barge strung together like a floating trailer park. Anchored out and getting loud all summer long. Side by side there's five houseboat front porches, astroturf lawn chairs and tiki torches. Regular Joes rocking the boat, that's us. The Redneck Yacht Club. Party's over and we're all alone. We'll be making waves in a no-wake zone. Fast trackers, bail liners, and a party barge strung together like a floating trailer park. Anchored out and getting loud all summer long. Side by side there's five houseboat front porches, astroturf lawn chairs and tiki torches. Regular Joes rocking the boat, that's us. The Redneck Yacht Club. Redneck Yacht Club. Redneck Yacht Club.
We'll be right back. ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Strong Santa Ana winds fueling a fast-moving wildfire in Malibu, California. More than 18,000 people.